review Shabbos Daf Nun Dalet. The Mishnah and Daf Nun Beis and Beis had said that Rechelim can go out on Shabbos while Kavulos u Kavunos. The Gemara defines each term. Kavulos is having their tails tied down to prevent the females from being mounted by the males, so the females' tails are tied down, and Kavunos is the covering they put on a baby animal to protect its wool from becoming affected, which makes for good clay melas, very fine and clean wool, because it's been protected for the entire time from the time that it first grew in. Now, there are three opinions amongst the Tanayim whether an animal can go out with something wrapped on its udders, and a three-way machlokas amoraim had a paskin. Rav Amar liyavish mutav lo lechalev. Rav clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana that if it is there to dry up the milk it's mutter, but if it's there to catch the milk it's aser. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yehuda alach ktana kama. Ravin holds like the Tana kama that regardless of the purpose and having the bags on the udders, it's going to be mutter. And Shmuel definitely paskins that regardless of the purpose, it's aser, but we're not sure if that reflects that Shmuel simply holds like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that it's aser regardless, or that in principle he really thinks it should be mutter, if the intent is liyavesh. But mi mapis eza liyavesh eza l'chalev, since we can never be sure what the intent is, we handle it cautiously and forbid everything. But that's not really the ikar adin, it's just a chumrah to make sure that everything is going correctly. A camel cannot go out lo akud v'lo ragul, which means some combination of the following three things. Number one, its hind legs cannot be tied to its four legs like a kedis yitzchak. Number two, none of its legs can be tied up in a way that gives it use of only three legs. And number three, its hind legs and four legs respectively can't be tied to each other. The Mishnah had said, you can't tie camels together and pull them, but you can hold the leashes of all the camels together, provided that you don't wrap it around your hand. The Gemara concludes that three concerns need to be addressed when leading camels. Number one, the camels shouldn't be tied to each other because it appears that you're taking them to the marketplace. Number two, the leashes shouldn't be wrapped and tied around your hand to avoid problems of shotness. And number three, the leash should not be hanging more than a tefach out of your hand so as not to appear that you're carrying it without any attachment to the camels. After the Mishnah gives a long list of items that an animal can't go out with for fear that it will fall off and be carried on Shabbos, the Gemara gives three different interpretations of the definition of the term chanunos when we say that Rechelim Yotzos chanunos. Rav Acha bar Ula Kamedra Rav Chista said we put soft oil-soaked material on its forehead until its wool grows back, and the Gemara is bothered by this because Imkei Nasisa Marukva, the animal is being treated with the honor that's normally reserved for Marukva. Rav Papa bar Shmuel Kamedra Rav Chista says we put oil-soaked cloth on its head and womb during the birthing process to keep the animal warm. This troubles the Gemara because Asisa Yalta, pampering the animal as if it were the wife of Rav Nachman Yalta. Rav Huna says it means that we take a splinter of chanun wood and stick it in the animal's nose so the animal will sneeze and all bugs will come off of the animal's head. This is unnecessary to do for males because they remove bugs when they gore each other. And then the daf concludes with the lesson that kol mi she'efsha limchos v'lo micha nitfas alavon. When one could have prevented as somebody else from sinning but chose to remain silent, he's blamed for the other person's sins. It's true of an individual, it's true of a family, it's true of a community, it's true of an entire city, it's true of the entire world. As long as you have the ability to stop somebody else and you don't, nitfas al osa avon. As we see from the fact that the Mishnah blames Rabbi Lazar for his neighbor's animal walking out with a strap between its horns. That's the Chazar of Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet.